time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, with spring just around the corner and all the crazy weather we've had this year, OSU Livestock Marketing Specialist Daryl Peel says we've had to overcome some hurdles.
Feeder cattle markets, you know, we had a tough February, obviously, with the storm. We had a lot of auctions shut down for a couple of weeks. No volume or very low. We had like a 75% reduction in 2 weeks. So those cattle all showed up after that. Big volumes a week after. Now we're getting wheat pasture cattle coming in, so we're going to see additional big volumes. But that said, the prices for these lightweight calves are actually showing kind of springtime strength. There's some folks looking ahead to greener pastures and so on. So the little cattle are doing well. The bigger feeder cattle are just kind of holding steady at this point.
What should producers watch for in the upcoming months?
You know, I think what cattle producers are keeping an eye on, probably the biggest challenge for the cattle industry this year are these feed prices. We've had a tremendous run up in feed grain and oilseed prices. And so that's going to weigh more on the market. That's one of the things feedlots are dealing with. Cost of gain has gone up some. It will go up some more as we fully reflect these higher feed prices. So that's going to be a challenge kind of on the production side, if you will. Of course, we've got a lot of the country that's in drought right now, too. And so another 6 weeks to 2 months, if that doesn't change, then we're going to be talking about probably some market level impacts of some parts of the country being forced to liquidate more cattle.
You can hear more from Dr. Daryl Peel on the weekly show SunUp by going to sunup.okstate.edu. Well, vigorous and slow moving described an area of mid-level low pressure that tracked across the Central Plains during the past few days, and the latest U.S. drought monitor indicates a slight decrease in overall drought coverage. Widespread precipitation, rain and snow totaling around 2 to 6 inches, liquid equivalent, fell across the Central Rockies, Great Plains, and the lower Missouri River Basin. Severe weather and tornadoes and more than an inch of rain was recorded across the Texas Panhandle, resulting in a one-category improvement extending into southwest Oklahoma. Rainfall up to 2.5 inches locally was recorded in southwest Oklahoma. Based on short-term indicators of normal dryness and drought were expanded across south-central Oklahoma and Texas, as these areas are the ones that missed out on the latest storm events. For Oklahoma, warm and windy conditions followed by cool, wet, and windy conditions changed the map from about a week ago, as the total area experiencing drought conditions has decreased to 48.05% this week. Last week, that number was around 52%. It is expected that the one slice of extreme drought in Cimarron County showing up on the map may shrink just a little bit based on the recent snowfall. Looking ahead, below normal temperatures and above normal precipitation are expected to further decrease drought conditions across Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? But you just might find it on HiBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HiBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HiBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.